Good afternoon. Welcome to the Healthy Aging Show. I'm Dennis Patuas.
I'm Dawn Del Greco, and this is one take on that. Dennis, how about that?
One take. That's great.
Yeah, I got the name right.
All right. Yours or the name of the show?
No,
we haven't said the show's name yet.
Dennis.
Good afternoon. My name is Dennis Patuas. She's Dawn Del Greco, and we're the Healthy Aging Show. And we are going to be talking about issues about getting older, doing it intelligently, intelligent aging, lessons for life. We are brought to you by Comfort Keepers. And locally in Lower Fairfield County, we help you stay independently in your own home safely and comfortably. And we do that nationwide in 600 locations. And you can reach us at comfortkeepers.com nationally. You can reach us locally at 203-629-5029. Please call. We have a resource available to us today. And in these times of hard economic conditions, many people are looking for things and ways to get by and looking for services that can improve their situation. And many people don't know that if they are going to church on Free Sunday, they might be...
Do we have to say church, or should we be saying houses of worship?
I say church. It's more common.
Church is common. Okay.
Well, Ken...
I broke your train of thought on that, Dennis.
You shut up.
All right.
Let me go back. With the economy coming out of the recession, and with so many people out of work and facing so many different dilemmas, finding resources that can help, if not physically, then mentally, then spiritually. There are many that go unknown. And one of the purposes of this show is to find those that we can make you aware of. And one of those is a parish nurse. And up until a few years ago, I had no idea what a parish nurse was.
I know. This was a great research project because I had no idea either.
Well,
and what a resource.
Okay, I want to see a show of hands in the audience. How many people know what a parish nurse is?
See, not that many.
Not that many. I counted one. We have Sister Mary Jean Teig, who is a registered nurse, and she is the parish nurse coordinator for St. Vincent's Medical Center in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Thank you for coming.
You're very welcome.
This is... coming up to the holidays, this is also a very timely period to be talking about this.
In a number of ways, Dennis.
I know that. You keep telling me that. You know, the one question that wasn't on this list is, what is a parish nurse?
It was too.
It says, what is the history of parish nursing? I didn't see what is a parish nurse.
We don't usually fight quite this much.
It's okay.
This early.
May have to, making me very relaxed.
We have to have an intervention here.
Sister Mary Jean, first of all, let's go a little bit into your background, because I thought it was very interesting, all the stuff that you've done.
It's a long resume.
And it is a long resume. It's a very interesting resume. And you started as a pharmacist. You have a bachelor's degree from St. John's University in pharmacy.
That's correct.
And you've practiced in that area within a hospital setting in the United States, as well as in Angola?
Bolivia. Eventually Angola.
Then you also, you work in visiting nurse services, both in Brooklyn and in Boston. And so you've seen care at the levels that we see it, and the issues both administratively as well as hands-on.
In the community and in the hospital setting, and also the services that are needed on both ends of the spectrum,
right,
from the hospital to visiting nurse and the discharge planning in the hospital, or the case management that gets the patients the services that they need when they're discharged.
Now, you've been with St. Vincent's for 1989, 21 years.
Yes, I did have a three-year hiatus from 95 to 98 when I went to Angola on a missionary tour of duty.
Well, it sounds like St. Vincent's has been very well served to have you with them, and you've had increasingly more challenging roles. And now you're the coordinator of their parish nurse program, and you deal with the areas of Bridgeport to Stamford, Connecticut.
That's right. We have approximately 70 parishes or congregations between Stratford and Stamford.
Now, the question that Dawn didn't ask, what is a parish nurse?
I have to give you something to do, Dennis.
I know.
Well, parish nurse is the professional nurse who has decided that she wanted to do something in her own faith community. It all started in the early 80s when there was a wonderful Lutheran minister in the Chicago area, Reverend Granger Westberg, who saw this need of a holistic approach to churches. And he thought that by having a nurse in a parish, functioning as a nurse but relating also on a spiritual level, that this would be a wonderful way to get people in touch with their health, their spiritual health, and their own physical health. And his theory was nurses are trusted. People trust nurses. They trust their churches, but they also will tell their nurses more than they'll ever tell their doctors or their pastors. And nurses have an uncanny way of finding out from people what they really need and how they can help.
They have more bedside manners than doctors.
They do, and I think we actually tell the nurses our secrets and the doctors the facts. And the secrets are a very important component to both.
And the nurses also, people have this perception that nurses have more time. They probably don't, but they give the impression that they do, and that's why this program is so successful. People will come and talk to their nurses.
You know, that's interesting because you're absolutely right. We think of the doctors, especially now, as the 7-minute men or 7-minute women, and that's all you're going to get out of them. And the nurse is not necessarily with you all the time, but they're in and out. And you can grab their attention and you can converse with them for longer. I think that's probably right.
The layers that you see really when you're in a doctor's office too, as they're taking blood pressure, there's that casual conversation that very often has more meaning than just, you know, what is the weather. And certainly when you're in your house of worship, you have that trusted feeling. I remember growing up and a nurse was a very important profession, and that was really someone you can trust. How long has parish nursing been in the Connecticut area?
It started in the Connecticut area in the late 80s, and the first program started in Griffin Hospital in conjunction with Catholic Family Services.
Up in Danbury.
Up in the Ansonia area.
Okay.
Yes. In the early 90s, we had a meeting at St. Vincent's Hospital, a pastoral care meeting, and my boss told me she heard that there were parish nurses at the meeting, so she sent me over to find out what this was all about because it sort of fit into what we wanted to do as an outreach program into the community of keeping people healthy. So I met with the coordinator from their program, who was very, very helpful. Then our program got started, and it's been a spinoff of a program starting because they hear about one program in the area. After we were established, then someone from St. Raphael's Hospital called me to find out what we were doing, and someone from St. Mary's Hospital. At the present time, there are 6 hospitals in Connecticut that have parish nurse programs. We have St. Vincent's, the Griffin Hospital, St. Raphael's, St. Mary's in Waterbury, Danbury Hospital, and Lawrence Memorial Hospital. And we are not competitive. We're not trying to say, come to our program. We say, you know, you're in this area, we'll refer you to the parish nurse coordinator in that particular program. And we meet monthly, the coordinators of the programs, to plan programs, to see what we're doing, to try to plan programs that are helpful to the people. And we just have a wonderful collaborative relationship.
Well, you know, so much of what goes on in a church or a house of worship is not just done on Sunday or whatever day of Sabbath is appropriate for that denomination. And people are in the caring role and they're looking out or aware of the conditions of the people who are parishioners of the parish. And while many people may not seek the help, their need is recognized by others. And to some extent, I imagine that you serve in an intervention role.
That's very true. Like there might be programs in the parish of parish visitors going into the homes, and we've asked them, if you're visiting and notice that there's a change in someone, or if someone doesn't show up for the Sunday services, whatever they are, you say, well, where's Mr. So-and-so? And then we try to figure out if the person is out because there's a health problem or a transportation problem. The parish nurses in general are just present. And the way we started out was just a simple blood pressure screening after the Sunday services. And that was like the foot in the door. People came and they would start to say to the nurse, you know, my pressure's elevated because I'm worried about my husband who has Alzheimer's. Well, our nurses are trained to know what community resources are available. Mm-hmm. And so they could refer them to a adult daycare or to the Alzheimer's Association for the type of help that they might need. Or they may say, I can't, I'm only taking one pill a day instead of 2 because I can't afford it. And then we have our nurses trained on how to get the people the entitlements that they don't even know that they have available to them, like Compace.
Right.
And so it works. The nurses have really been wonderful resource people. They've been educators, will provide programs for the members of the congregation, depending upon, like some congregations have very, very mixed groups, different age levels, and some gear, mostly there's the elderly population. So, and that's what we're finding is the majority of the members who are taking advantage of the program. So we'll have nurses, some nurses are available during the week, as you mentioned, and have hours when the people could just come in to see the parish nurse. They may talk about their blood pressure problems, they may talk about other health problems, and the nurse will make the proper referrals. One thing I just wanted to mention, the nurses, our parish nurses don't do hands-on type of nursing. They don't give injections, they don't do dressing changes, but they know how to refer the people.
They're the resource. So they act kind of like a point person, and they, I assume that they follow up. And are there HIPAA privacy issues?
You know, that's a very important question, because when HIPAA did come out, everybody was almost scared to death. To even some pastors and churches were afraid to mention the names of people that needed, you know, that usually would be prayed for because they're sick. HIPAA does not really apply to churches. But the confidentiality issues applies to everyone. All professional nurses maintain confidentiality.
Right.
What we find sometimes, though, when we're doing the blood pressure screenings, the people are so casual and friendly, they'll be right up behind their neighbor, and the neighbor is willing to share with them their blood pressure, and they look over the shoulder to make sure that. But we try to maintain as much confidentiality as we can. But the parishioner himself or herself is probably the one that's freer than we are in regard to the confidentiality.
Right. Issue. I'm just thinking as we're talking that you have those people that are accepting of assistance, but then you have those people, as I said, with the intervention where you see a need and you see that the path that the person's on is really going to be a disaster if someone doesn't get in the middle of this thing. And it's a difficult place for you or any parish nurse to be, because you are in possession of information that right now that person may not be willing to share, but without it being shared, they're in big trouble.
As nurses, we're obliged, there are certain reportable things that we're obliged to, by law, like the child abuse or the adult abuse type of things. But if a person really doesn't want to take the appropriate steps for his own health care, you can't force them. You can say, may I tell your son or daughter, your adult son or daughter, may I call you back during the week to see how you're doing? But the person is still in charge of his or her own care. But usually that's not a big problem.
We see that in the home care industry. And people are very proud, very independent, very determined to do it their way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll come up with a solution they think. It may not always be the best solution, but you're right. You can't force people to do something if they're competent to make decisions.
Yes, and you try to, you know, steer them in the right direction and give them all of the encouragement and help they need, but it's still up to them. And an example of this, a very basic example, if someone is consistently coming to have the blood pressure checked and their pressure is elevated, but they aren't doing anything about it, we've told the nurses, you can say, you know, there's really no sense in coming back to us because you're not doing anything about it. And you could really say, I'm not going to do your pressure anymore. But the nurses won't do that.
Right.
We don't want them to do that. But just to put people into a little bit of a mindset that this is to help you, but you've got to also help yourself.
And a great opportunity with the casual environment, in a sense. It's not the formal waiting room. So the blood pressure actually is probably at its best mark when it's when it's being observed there. And you have the observation of the family around them. Mm-hmm. That entire community within the church.
Why don't we take a break now? We're going to come back on the other side. We are talking with Sister Mary Jean Teague, and we will be talking about parish nursing. We'll be right back.